Well, Liam, congratulations to Fifa in 2020. I get the impression somebody had that coming.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't ball as well as I'd like. I didn't nick everyone off or ball people out, but I just tried running, hit the pitch. We had a massive score on the board. Obviously, I had to come out and play some shots, and luckily for me, they hit a few of the balls to fielders, and that's how I got my wickets.
How easy is it when you're coming out knowing you've got to defend a total of 200 instead of maybe 150?
Yeah, I mean, to get that on the board, it's quality. They've got to come from the word go and play a big shot. Sometimes they'll come off, but more than likely with that score, you're going to get a few early catches and a few early wickets and put the pressure on for their lower order.
That's actually Durham's biggest win in the competition with regards to how many runs short the opposition were. Totally eclipses Leicestershire last year. I mean, it must lift the spirit in the camp, and a massive result for you today.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got potential in our dressing room. We just need one person every game to stand up and win a performance. And I'm just lucky today that it was me. Bit of luck on my side. But if we keep doing that and build the partnerships and Benke keep leading the way he played today, it looks so easy from him at the minute. So, I said, going forward, plenty of confidence after today's win.
Interestingly, I was trying to add up as we went into the final over if Durham could reach 200, and I said, well, no, they'd need to get 25 in this over, and then with two balls left, well, they're still going to need 10, and then you did it. I mean, you hammered the ball all over, 25 runs in that final over. I think you only got 27, and you got 25 of them in that over.
Yeah, I mean, I came in, Benke was hitting the ball everywhere, was hitting it sweetly, so I was trying to give him the strike. And she got out, Smudger came in and played a few shots, a few boundaries, and the last over to hit and hope, and I just managed to hit the middle of the bat and score some boundaries, which was happy days.
Were you looking at the scoreboard and thinking, can we get to 200, or did that not cross your mind at all?
Not really. I was saying 180 is a great score on that wicket, and that last over, you just set your sights and try to clear your front foot and hit the boundaries, and that's what happened today, and I'm luckily it came off.
When you look at the team sheets, they had Jimmy Anderson suddenly back in their ranks. He's gone for his most expensive four overs in 2020 cricket tonight.
Yeah, I mean, county cricket 2020, everyone knows the game now. We've played enough games, and he's playing test cricket, just came in, and fortunately just a bit of luck my way, and a few of the lads played well. So, I mean, it happens. It can happen to anyone. If you come to a game, I mean, someone goes every day.
How's it been for you the last few weeks? Because you haven't been able to get in the county championship side. I get the impression you've been a bit down in the dumps recently. I mean, a performance like this will lift your spirits.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to do that. It feels good to help your teammates out and win a game. It is frustrating. I mean, the last game I played was against Yorkshire at Henley, and I finished off nicely, got a few runs and wickets and stuff, but people come in and have done well. We're top of the league and we're playing some good cricket, so it is frustrating, but that's what happens.
If you look at the bowlers who Durham are leaving out of the county championship side at the moment, they would walk into any other team, wouldn't they, at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the second team, and we put a 48 team up, second team would be strong attack. Myself, Mitch, obviously Mark Davies is around as well, so it's a good strong second team at the minute, but as you know, you go and travel away. Hopefully I'll go away to Liverpool this week and might get the nudge, but if not, you keep training hard and keep playing the 2020s and the one-day cricket and keep on good performance in it.
Leicestershire here on Sunday afternoon. You only got five overs in against them last week, but I think you'll all be out for a bit of revenge with Josh Cobb, won't you? 50 runs in four overs or something?
Absolutely. He came out of the fly and hitting everything out the middle of the bat, so hopefully get a plan together and get him out early.
Nice to go on a bit of momentum now and get a bit of a run going, because it's been higgledy-piggledy so far this season. The rain hasn't helped. You've not really been able to get into any flow because of the weather. You've lost games, and then you get the odd win here and a defeat there. It'd be nice to actually get a bit of momentum going now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously the county championship stuff's been really good. We're flying with that, and the confidence that it's no problem. But if we come to these 2020s and win a few games back-to-back, and it's going to give us a massive boost.